ABC News.
And this is Northwest News Radio 1000 FM 97.7. Let's check your drive on this Monday evening from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center. Here's Natalie Melendez.
Bellevue 405 North, a disabled vehicle is blocking off the right lane at 4th Avenue, and traffic is really building up here. A lot of stop and goes. Seattle on Boren Avenue has been cleared of that accident in the southbound lane of Spring Street. There's no delays. 18 minutes to get from Sumner to Renton on North 167, and a stall on I-5 South in Tacoma blocking off the two middle lanes at Portland Avenue. Our next up is traffic at 914.
Come before Shannon O'Donnell has our forecast, brought to you by Northwest Crawl Space Services.
Well, hi there, everybody. Heading into another cold one. Temps dropping down to or below freezing for a bit of a chilly start. Could see some pockets of ice for the early commute. Otherwise, trying for drying nearly there on Tuesday and Wednesday with just isolated showers, but still running cool. Highs in the mid to the upper 40s. In the Come Before Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Light drizzle right now, 43 degrees in Seattle.
News Radio 1000, FM 97.7. Stay connected, stay informed.
Good evening, it is 9:05. I'm Kelly Blyer, and here's what's happening. The ferry at the center of that violent crash in West Seattle last summer could be back on the water in a matter of weeks. Northwest News Radio's John Lobertini reports.
The Cathlamet drifted off course last July and barreled into the Fauntleroy dock, badly damaging both. Ian Sterling is with Washington State Ferries.
That boat is under repair in an Eagle Harbor shipyard, where it'll get recertified by the Coast Guard and have some finishing touches put on it.
The ferry veered off course, hitting some pilings and crushing one side of the boat. Repair costs are close to $7 million.
It still needs some work done, and then the recertification needs to happen. It's before it can go back in service, but it will return to service really in the next couple of months.
Sooner than later, too. Sterling says the Cathlamet will be navigating the waters along the Fauntleroy-Vashon-Southworth route as soon as later this month. John Lobertini, Northwest News Radio.
The Amtrak Cascade route is back on course for the first time since the pandemic. A Vancouver-bound train from Portland pulled into Seattle's King Street station this morning. Amtrak's Ray Lang.
The Cascades route is one of the busiest Amtrak routes in the system and performs as well as just about any of them.
The Department of Transportation says this is a win-win for traffic congestion and business. Amtrak says the trains are 80% full and more cars are going to be added to two daily trips to British Columbia. The president of Finland is touring the United States, stopping today in Olympia to drum up support for his country's application to NATO.
In May 2022, Finland officially decided to apply for NATO membership.
President Sauli Niinistö spoke to a joint session of the state legislature. Finland remained neutral throughout the Cold War, but decided to apply to NATO after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A bill to help a couple of groups about to lose their state property tax exemptions gets a big push forward at the state capitol. More from Northwest News Radio's Ryan Harris.
Lower-income senior citizens and disabled veterans are entitled to a break on their property taxes. Senate Bill 5732's prime sponsor, Democratic Senator Emily Randall, says many of them could lose that relief because of a big change from the feds this year.
A Social Security increase that will bump a number of people, 5,000 to 6,000 around the state, out of their property tax exemption or relief status.
Republican Senator Linda Wilson says their members agree it's a good bill.
We hear from our constituents all the time, especially those on fixed income, senior citizens, veterans, that their property taxes are going up and it's pricing them out of their own homes.
The bill passed the Senate with a unanimous vote and now heads to the state house. Ryan Harris, Northwest News Radio.
A shorter waiting period for the lethal drugs given under Washington's Death with Dignity Act is one of several changes proposed by a bill in the state Senate Health Committee. Disability rights advocate Conrad Reynoldson says his experiences with the medical system make him skeptical of its ability to see people as individuals
and to make accurate determinations of life expectancy or quality of life. Recent surveys have found that medical professionals routinely underestimate and discount the quality of life of people with disabilities.
Supporters of Senate Bill 5179 say shortening the wait, allowing nurse practitioners to participate in the decision, and allowing the drugs to be mailed would reduce barriers, especially for patients in rural areas. The bill will likely get its first vote next week. State lawmakers want Washington to be ready when Congress decriminalizes marijuana. According to Crosscut, a majority of states have legalized pot in some form, so it's likely only a matter of time before Congress acts, and the legislator wants to be ready.
This would just empower the governor. If there is federal action, and not until there is federal action, to be able to negotiate, to enter into interstate agreements and compacts.
That's Republican State Senator Ann Rivers, who sponsored Senate Bill 5069. It has broad bipartisan support and has already cleared one chamber of the legislature. Amazon is permanently closing 8 of its Amazon Go convenience stores, including 2 in Seattle. GeekWire reports in addition to the 2 Seattle locations, Amazon is closing 2 stores in New York City and 4 in San Francisco. An Amazon spokesperson says the 2 downtown locations at 3rd and Pine and 4th in Pike Street have been closed for some time due to safety concerns. Time for a Beacon Plumbing sports update. In men's college basketball, Gonzaga is taking on San Francisco in men's basketball. Right now, the Bulldogs are leading 24-12. Bill Swartz tells us the Seahawks have made sure Mr. Smith stays in Washington.
A 32-year-old understudy was given the lead role last year, and Geno Smith seized that opportunity and ran with it.
Niners bring pressure. It's picked up. Smith has time. What's Metcalf? DK Metcalf! Touchdown, Seattle! Dropped right in the bucket!
Geno Smith was the NFL's most accurate passer and led Seattle to a surprising NFC wild card. The Seahawks today making sure Geno doesn't head to another team in free agency. NFL Network insiders report the new contract is 3 years, $105 million. At the same time, the 12s and the team are remembering the super fan nicknamed Mama Blue. 92-year young Patty Hammond passed away over the weekend in Shoreline. Former Raiders quarterback Derek Carr has joined the New Orleans Saints. The Seattle Mariners this afternoon dropped their Cactus League baseball game 6-2 against the visiting Chicago Cubs. Seattle has tomorrow off, but 10 of their players have already headed to compete for various countries at the World Baseball Classic. Sports with Swartz at 10 and 40 after the hour. Northwest News Radio.
Some